Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Knicks routed the Bulls 113-94. The 76ers slammed the Hawks 127-83. The Celtics downed the Hornets 120-111. The Wizards bested the Lakers 116-107. And the Jazz nailed 24 three-pointers for their highest scoring output in team history, a 154-105 dismantling of the Kings. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees shut out the Orioles 7-0. The Red Sox blanked the Mets 1-0. The Nationals topped the Blue Jays 8-2. The Phillies defeated the Cardinals 5-3. And the Dodgers battered the Reds 8-0. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs clinched a playoff berth with a 4-1 win over the Canadiens. The Blues edged the Wild 4-3. The Sharks doubled up the Coyotes 4-2. And the Senators ripped the Canucks 6-3. In NFL news, the Giants have picked up the fifth-year option on the rookie contract for running back Saquon Barkley, and Antonio Brown has reportedly agreed to return to the Buccaneers on a one-year contract that could be worth up to $6.5 million, including incentives. The news comes just days after Brown settled a civil lawsuit in which a former trainer accused him of sexual assault. For the Buccaneers, bringing back Brown ensures Tom Brady will pursue an eighth Super Bowl ring with the same band of offensive playmakers he had last season. In other news, members of UConn's women's rowing team have filed a federal lawsuit alleging UConn's plan to eliminate their program violates their civil rights. 12 rowers are named as defendants in the class action suit, citing Title IX, the federal law that ensures equal access to education for women. UConn says it took Title IX into consideration before deciding last year to eliminate rowing and three men's athletic programs for budget concerns. I'm Jesse King.